And maybe the reason the black boys don't rush into that latrine and put a stop to his singing is because they know he's out of control. And they remember that time with old Peter and what a man out of control can do. And they can see that McMurphy's a lot bigger than old Pete. If it comes down to getting the best of him, it's going to take all three of them and the big nurse waiting on the sidelines with a needle. The acutes nod at one another. That's the reason, they figure, that the black boys haven't stopped his singing where they would stop any of the rest of us. I come out of the dorm into the hall just as McMurphy comes out of the latrine. He's got his cap on and not much else, just a towel grabbed around his hips. He's holding a toothbrush in his other hand. He stands in the hall, looking up and down, rocking up on his toes to keep off the cold tile as much as he can. Picks him out a black boy, the least one, and walks up to him and whaps him on the shoulder just like they'd been friends all their lives. "Hey there, old buddy, what's my chance of getting some toothpaste for brushing my grinders?" The black boy's dwarf head swivels and comes nose to knuckle with that hand. He frowns at it, then takes a quick check where's the other two black boys just in case, and tells McMurphy they don't open the cabinet till 6:45. "It's a policy," he says. "Is that right? I mean, is that where they keep the toothpaste, in the cabinet?" "That's right, locked in the cabinet." The black boy tries to go back to polishing the baseboards, but that hand is still lopped over his shoulder like a big red clamp. "Locked in the cabinet, is it? Well, 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 now why do you reckon they keep the toothpaste locked up? I mean, it ain't like it's dangerous, is it? You can't poison a man with it, can you? You couldn't brain some guy with the tube, could you? What reason you suppose they have for putting something as harmless as a little tube of toothpaste under lock and key?" "It's ward policy, Mr. McMurphy, that's the reason." And when he sees that this last reason don't affect McMurphy like it should, he frowns at that hand on his shoulder and adds, "What you suppose it'd be like if everybody was to brush their teeth whenever they took a notion to brush?" McMurphy turns loose the shoulder, tugs at the tuft of red wool at his neck, and thinks this over. "Uh-huh. I think I can see what you're driving at. Ward policy is for those that can't brush after every meal." "My God, don't you see?" "Yes, now I do. You're saying people'd be brushing their teeth whenever the spirit moved them." "That's right. That's why we... And Lordy, can you imagine? Teeth being brushed at 6:30, 6:20, who can tell? Maybe even 6 o'clock. Yeah, I can see your point." He winks past the black boy at me standing against the wall. "I gotta get this baseboard cleaned, McMurphy." "Oh, I didn't mean to keep you from your job." He starts to back away as the black boy bends to his work again. Then he comes forward and leans over to look in the can at the black boy's side. "Well, look here, what do we have here?"